Good evening and welcome to tonight's Mesa City Council meeting for August 25th, 2014. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Jonathan Montes with La Iglesia Pentecostal Unida Hispana. Following his invocation, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember David Luna. Please rise for the invocation.
Out of reverence, so if I could have everyone just bow their heads. Dear God, blessed Father, glorious Father who are in heaven, Lord, I come to you in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Blessed Father, I intercede for these men and women who are gathered today. Lord, I ask you to bless them with wisdom. Lord, for they are gathered to find solutions for the city. Bless them, Lord, like you blessed King Solomon, and he was able to lead his people to victory, to do great things. Blessed Father, give them wisdom, the understanding of having good judgment, Lord, so that the city may prosper. Blessed Father, I ask you in your beloved Son's name, in Jesus Christ's name, I intercede for them, I put them in your hands, Lord, for all things are given from you. We thank you, give you the glory and the honor. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you, Pastor Montes, and thank you, Councilmember Luna. Before I forget, we'd like to excuse Mayor Alex Finter and Councilmember David Richens from being at this meeting. The first item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for September's Bar, 500 West Southern Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Fairway Market, 340 West Brown Road. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for office supplies as requested by the purchasing division. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 39 replacement patrol Chevrolet Tahoes for the police department. This purchases from the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one additional 911 call-making phone for the Regional Public Safety Dispatch Center for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4D, act on two-year term contract for specialty papers for the print shop as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase replacement front-load refuse and roll-off containers for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for emergency electric line service for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4G, act on dollar limit increase for the purchase of two replacement trailer-mounted water pumps for the Transportation Department. Item 4H, act on three-year term contract for manhole covers, frames, and adjusting rings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 4I, act on contract for Oakwood Creative Care Renovation. Funding for this project is provided by Community Development Block Grant Funds. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an airport improvement program grant agreement with the FAA for the design of the realignment and construction of taxiways A and C at Falcon Field Airport. The FAA will pay more than 91% of the cost. The city, which is responsible for the remainder, will seek to obtain a matching grant from ADOT. If obtained, the city will pay the remainder of the cost from the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a transit services amendment to the intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Public Transportation Authority for fixed bus, dial-a-ride, and ride choice in ADA Platinum Pass transit services. Regional funds will pay for the most of the services. The city's general fund will pay for the remaining cost. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a funding agreement with Valley Metro Rail for the current light rail operations in the city of Mesa. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for the construction and maintenance of solar lighting and associated equipment for the Rio Salado multi-use path at the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway and the Loop 101 Price Freeway traffic interchange. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11 of the Mesa City Code, regarding permitted uses of portable storage containers. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Title 7, to adopt a new Chapter 5, which allows the city through the Fire and Medical Department to recover costs related to community paramedical services. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending Title 1 and Table 1 and Title 5, Chapter 17 of the Mesa City Code by removing the library impact fee from the table to confirm the discontinuation of this fee. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z14-039, 6907 East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the south side of Ray Road. Site plan review and rezone will allow development of a four-story hotel. Item 7D, act on ordinance regarding Z14-032, 15 East First Avenue, located south of Main Street on the east side of Center Street, rezoned to establish a historic landmark overlay for the First United Methodist Church of Mesa. Item 7E, act on ordinance regarding Z14-040, the 7100 to 7300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located south of Guadalupe Road and west of Sossaman Road, modification of the planned area development for Desert Place at Morrison Ranch, phases 2 and 3, to allow an increase in residential lot coverage. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, Desert Place at Morrison Ranch, phase 2, the 7100 to 7300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located west of the southwest corner of Guadalupe and Sossaman Roads. Item 8B, act on the subdivision plat parcel D of Desert Creek at Los Andes, parcel 51, the 7100 to 7200 blocks of East McDowell Road, located north and east of East McDowell and North Power Roads. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. I have two cards that are both in support of 7D. Mesa Urban Garden, Ryan Winkle, and then David Crummy with Rail Retail Arts and Innovation and Livability, who are in support of 7D. Ms. Mickelson, are there any item, is there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, are there any other items that the public would like to remove?
No items, sir.
I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Summers. If there's no more discussion, please vote. The vote is 5-aye and 2-absent, passing the consent agenda. Next on the agenda are public hearings. The first public hearing is to conduct a public hearing on GP Minor 14-011, 10,160 East Brown Road, located east of Chrisman Road on the north side of Brown Road. This minor general plan amendment is to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation to low density residential 1-2 to allow for the development of single family residential subdivision. I'd like to declare the public hearing open. Are there any comments from the council? Ms. Mickelson, would any citizen like to speak on this item?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I'd like to declare the public meeting closed. We'll take actions on items, if no one is opposed, 9B through 9E together. Item 9B is to adopt an ordinance for the annexation of land at 10,160 East Brown Road. Item 9C is to adopt a resolution regarding GP Minor 14-011. Item 9D is adopt an ordinance regarding zoning case Z14-034, 10,160 East Brown Road to rezone from Maricopa County R1-35 to City of Mesa RS-35. And item 9E, adopt an ordinance regarding zoning case Z14-036, 10,160 East Brown Road to rezone the property to RS-15 pad to allow the development of a single residential subdivision. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any speakers on these items?
No speakers, Vice Mayor.
Would any council member like to speak on these items? Do we have a motion to approve items 9B through 9E? We have a motion made by Councilmember Luna. Can I get a second? All right. If we could all please vote. The vote is 5 ayes and 2 absents. Moving on to item 10B is to conduct another public hearing on GP minor 14-010, 10,000 to the 10,800 blocks of East Guadalupe, located north of Guadalupe Road between Signal Butte and Chrisman Roads. This minor general plan amendment will adjust the boundaries of the existing general plan land use designation to medium density residential 4-6 and a high density residential 10-15 to allow for the development of a residential master plan subdivision. I'd like to declare the public meeting open. Any comments from the council? Ms. Mickelson, would any citizen like to speak on this item?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Mickelson. I'll declare the public meeting closed. We'll take actions on items 10B through 10C together if no one is opposed. Item 10B is to adopt a resolution regarding GP minor 14-010. Item 10C is to adopt an ordinance regarding zoning case Z 14-037, 10,000 to 10,800 blocks of East Guadalupe Road to rezone the property to RS 6 pad, RSL 4.5 pad, RSL 2.5 pad, and RM 2 pad to allow for the redevelopment of a residential master plan community. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any speakers on these items?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. Would any of the council members like to speak on these items? I have a motion from Councilmember Luna and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. There's no more discussion. Please vote. The vote is 5 ayes and 2 absent. We'll move on to item 11. Item 11A is to conduct a public meeting on GP minor 14-012, 10,600 to the 10,800 blocks of East Gilbert Road or Guadalupe Road, located at the northwest corner of Guadalupe Road and Signal Butte. This minor general plan amendment will adjust the boundaries of the existing general plan use designation to community commercial to allow for the development of a local commercial center. I will declare this public meeting open. Any comments from the council? Ms. Mickelson, would any citizens like to speak regarding this?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I will declare this public meeting closed. We'll take actions on items 11B and 11C together if no one opposes. Item 11B, adopt a resolution regarding GP minor 14-012. Item 11C, adopt an ordinance rezoning regarding zoning case Z14-038, 10,600 to 10,800 blocks of East Guadalupe Road to rezone the property to LC with a pad overlay, special use permit to allow for the development of a commercial center. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any speakers on these items?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Mickelson. Would any council member like to speak on regarding these items? All right, we have a motion from Councilmember Summers and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Will we please vote? And the vote is 5 ayes with 2 absents. All right. Item 12, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests.
All right. Thank you. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Thank you, and this meeting's now adjourned.